This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. In Bihar, political activities regarding the formation of a new NDA-led government have intensified. The residence of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in Patna has become the main center of political activity as several rounds of meetings with different parties have taken place. Several senior NDA leaders met the Chief Minister and held discussions on forming the next government. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai, Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha President Upendra Kushwaha met Nitish Kumar today. Meetings of the legislature parties of NDA's constituents are also scheduled to take place today. The process of electing the legislature party leaders of the Hindustani Awam Morcha and the Rashtriya Lok Morcha will be completed today. Janata Dal United has summoned all its 85 newly elected MLAs to Patna as the legislature party meeting is likely to be held today, in which Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is expected to be elected as its leader. The BJP legislature party meeting is likely to take place tomorrow. After all, constituent parties of the NDA have elected their leaders in separate meetings, a joint meeting of all 202 newly elected MLAs will be held to choose the new leader of the NDA legislature party. Following this, the claim to form the government along with the letter of support from the MLAs will be submitted to the governor. Tomorrow, under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, the last meeting of the current government's cabinet will be held. In this meeting, a recommendation will be made to dissolve the existing cabinet, after which the path for the formation of the new government in the state will be cleared.
All five constituent parties of the NDA will hold separate meetings to elect their respective legislature party leaders, after which a joint meeting will be held where the leader of the NDA will be elected. A meeting of the Lok Jan Shakti Party was held yesterday, in which the party's state president Raju Tiwari was elected leader of the legislature party. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Uttar Pradesh, one person lost his life and more than 10 are feared trapped in a mine which caved in last evening in Sonbhadra district. Rescue teams of NDRF, SDRF and local administration are working on a war footing to rescue the trapped workers. Senior officials are on the spot. Additional DGP Piyush Mordia informed media that a wall inside the Krishna Mines quarry in Billi Markundi village of Obra suddenly caved in, trapping the workers. The body of the deceased has been recovered. In Chhattisgarh, three Maoists, including two female rebels, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. According to the police, a team of the District Reserve Guard was sent on a search operation after intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the forest of Tumalpur area. Intermittent exchange of fire had been taking place between the security forces and the Maoists since morning. So far, bodies of three Maoists have been recovered from the spot. They carried a total reward of 15 lakh rupees on their heads. Security personnel have also seized one rifle, BGL launchers and other arms and explosives from the site. IGP Bastar Range Sundar Raj P said additional teams of police and security forces have been rushed to the area and an intensive search operation is going on. Today is the National Press Day. It is observed every year on 16th November to celebrate the role of a free and responsible press. The day commemorates the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its operations on this day in 1966. Since its inception, the council has functioned as an independent moral watchdog, working to uphold high standards of journalism and protect the press from external influence and threats. This year's theme focuses on safeguarding press credibility amidst rising misinformation, highlighting the growing importance of accurate and ethical reporting. In sports, in men's cricket, South Africa have won the first test of the two-match series by 30 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Chasing the target of 124 runs set by South Africa, India were all out for 93 runs in their second innings. The Eden Gardens pitch proved challenging for the batters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.